mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number three. It is Monday, the 27th day of June 2005. I got a bunch of news on Iraq, a bunch of news on the police state, other whistleblowers on 9/11. But in this hour, we're going to take your calls, and we've got William Rodriguez, one of the major heroes of 9/11, went back into the building to save people, had it collapse on him, and he was there in the basement when the bombs went off, and he sang right before the plane even hit, and other witnesses have said that, and then he and others were told to shut up about it. And this is just part of this tapestry of ongoing lies. And Greg Zeminski, who is a prolific writer for AmericanFreePress.net and just squadrons of other websites. His personal website is Arctic Beacon. And, gentlemen, thanks for holding during that 25-minute interview with former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan, Paul Craig Roberts. You know, when somebody pretty mainstream like Paul Craig Roberts says the official story is a fraud, the globalists have got a big problem, don't they, Greg?
Yeah, you know, it's nice to hear Paul's comments. And, yeah, I mean, when you start getting people on board like this with the credibility of Mr. Roberts and others, the issue is going to have to be addressed. And I hope I hear the government start addressing some of these issues. I might add one little on a lighter note, but not really a lighter note. There's a play going to be held. This is the first one in the country.
Oh, out in L.A., yeah.
Hollywood. I just ran a small story on that. And hopefully it's going to be the first stage play. It's going to be at the Met Theater starting July 17th, a two-hour play on 9/11. And it's done by a woman by the name of Sophia Shapcourt is her name. And I believe that's how you pronounce it. And she'd be somebody nice to talk to, Alex, so think about that.
And they're doing a play on government involvement, right?
Yeah, well, no, it's basically going to go through four segments, demolitions, the hijackers, war games, and then I believe the last part's who benefits. So it's a real nice, I think they're using the visual medium, you know, the visual medium, and they're going to put together a nice little...
No, I've seen these plays where they project video behind players on the stage.
Yeah, and they contacted me. They want to use William's story as an addition now. They're going to go through some...
I saw Philip K. Dick, a Philip K. Dick book, Flow My Tears, the Policeman Said, that was done with it, with those screens. It's a cool way to see a play.
Yeah, and they're asking me maybe to do like a 5-minute intro. So I'm thinking about that right now. But that's a lady you should talk to, and hopefully some of the Hollywood stars will get on board to get the word across.
Well done, Greg. Let's bring Mr. Rodriguez on. William, so many people have been standing up and telling the truth, but you were right there. You were a victim of this and also a hero of this. Hearing Mr. Roberts, Dr. Roberts on, your comments.
Well, again, it keeps opening new doors, and when you have somebody of that stature, you can stop thinking, wow, this is a ex-high government official who is giving it to you the way it is. You know, this is the important thing. People like you, Alex, people like Greg Zemanski, people like Jimmy Walter, to open their mouth and actually put their reputation against the actual mainstream media. This is so important. I mean, in my position, I was tried in a way to be bought. Because, you know, remember, they called me national hero. I was invited to the White House. I've been invited to 100 different events. I have a room full of condecorations from different countries. And it's a way to buy you off. And when you don't have a clear mission of where you're going at, that you want to actually have the truth in front of you, that's what's going to happen to a lot of the people. People were bought left and right.
And you know, a lot of it isn't even overt. It's just, hey, we're your friends. Go along with our story.
Correct.
A lot of people have been bought off and never really consciously thought about it. Stay with us, Mr. Rodriguez. I want to recap some of the things you've been talking about and take calls. Your call's coming up in the next segment, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com, sacrowedgy.com, sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A fellow Patriot broadcaster, John Stadtmiller, had a bad motorcycle accident over the weekend, for those that didn't know. He's okay. He broke his collarbone and clavicle and cracked, I think, 11 ribs. I talked to his wife this morning. I just learned of it this morning. I wish somebody would have called me over the weekend. And it's not foul play before the conspiracy theories start. Motorcycles are dangerous, and there was some gravel or something on a road where they were doing construction. She was following him in her van, and or she said following him. I don't know if it was her van. Oh, they have a van. There I am adding things. And he just slid out, and it was supposedly in traffic, too, so it's a good thing he didn't get run over, and got hurt pretty bad. He's got like 12 stitches or 11 stitches somewhere. Again, broke over 10 ribs. But he's okay. He's making phone calls into talk shows. So let you know how transitory life is and how we should all be thankful for it. And we should pray for John, even though we've differed on quite a few things. I mean, people were kind of shocked when I called up. I never had anything bad to say before. Other people have about me. I call in, they're doing okay. You know, why are you calling? Well, worried about people. I'm a nice guy. You know, that's what I do. I was worried about Clay Douglas. When Clay Douglas had his horrible motorcycle accident, I asked folks to send him money. He was really hurt bad, like, you know, in and out of consciousness for weeks. But thank God John is not that bad off. But, hey, it shows what you get. You write big news articles about me, bad, in your magazine, and I say send you money. I'm a bad guy, folks. You're going to really learn that as you listen more and more to the show. No, I'm being sarcastic. But, yeah, these motorcycles, folks, get rid of them. I've warned so many people, don't have a motorcycle. And they, I'm not going to have a wreck. I'm tough. Folks, they're deadly dangerous. And John is at Breckenridge, and pray for him that he has a speedy recovery. And I'm sad it happened to him. He's a pretty good guy. Let's go back to our guest. We're talking to Greg Zeminski, who is a prolific writer on 9/11 and other key issues, and, of course, a hero of 9/11, William Rodriguez. William and Greg, we have loaded phones. You guys want to go to the calls?
Yes, of course. Go ahead, Al.
Definitely.
Okay, let's go to Andrew in New York. You are on the air with our guest. Go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, gentlemen, one and all, for trying to come to some answers for some of us that, well, we need people out there asking questions. But I have one quick question, and that is, did anybody save their clothing from when the buildings were exploded for residue testing of explosives?
Actually, I have my clothing when I was put from the rubble, and actually after that, I was washed with water from the Hudson River. They have a pump to actually take all the debris from your face and your body, and I was actually washed down there. But it should have, I still have stuff in their pockets, like dust and stuff like that. So I do still have those clothing.
Oh, that's you need to get that tested immediately. Yeah, that's why I love calls. The callers bring up stuff we didn't think of. Also, again, let's talk about how they hauled that debris away, even though the victim's family said, please don't do it, it's a cover-up. Greg,
yeah, it's not only that. The actual, one of the questions underneath two days ago was, what kind of testing do you do? I said, well, we have the actual steel. He said, no. You have the steel almost a year and a half after, because the actual steel was sold to China and Korea. So, evidence, and it was taken away.
Phil Berg's written about that in his complaint, and other people have written stories about FEMA's quick actions that day. Basically, they were nearby doing some kind of FEMA
tripod too.
Yeah, nearby, and that made, as soon as the thing hit, they cordoned that thing off. Nobody got a chance to get the evidence, and
only their official cameras were allowed to videotape the wreckage.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting situation why FEMA blocked everything off. Then they immediately get the rubble out. I even had stories where they were so concerned about the rubble that they had GPS tracking on every truck that left. And also a gentleman who was driving a truck, which I haven't been able to verify yet, was supposedly fired for taking an extra long lunch, and they didn't know where he was.
No, I've confirmed that. I've seen that report.
Yeah, so basically...
Listen, did you know in the Oklahoma City bombing, folks, it blew out, and then the news reported it showed them, you know, removing bombs. I have all this in Road to Tyranny. This is key. This is very important.
Yeah.
That you know, most of the building wasn't destroyed. Well, when Controlled Demolition, Inc. blew up the wreckage, they hauled it away under armed guard, buried it in a landfill, poured concrete in with the chunks, and have armed guards with Heckler and Koch, MP5s, they're guarding it to this day, 10 years later.
Yeah.
Well, just to add to that, you have, for example, Diane Horning, who has an organization of family members, who is trying to get the ashes remains from the city dump, where they put everything from the World Trade Center, and she has been unsuccessful to get proper burial for these people. And
yeah, for those that don't know, there were the remains of literally thousands of people in there, and they just know we're putting it in the dump and then shipping it to China.
Correct.
Basically they covered a crime scene, and you know, even in the simplest of, you know, in a single murder in New York, the evidence is not tampered with, and the tapes go up, and the evidence.
Do you want to know where else they dumped concrete in with the chunks? Waco, 1993, April 19th, they torched the church.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the church records vault, where they put a shake charge to kill the women and children, and Benton Parton's on record on that as well from the photos we have of it. We built a memorial chapel for all those that died up in Waco, and we had concrete trucks coming. Now, I knew they took it to two different landfills. I knew they scraped off about a foot of the topsoil But what I didn't know is they had it buried in private landfills and concrete trucks lined up dumping concrete in with it, trying to you know, seal it all up so even archaeologists would have trouble getting it 100 years from now. Gentlemen, what does that sound like to you?
A cover-up.
I mean, why do they do this in Oklahoma and Waco, dump concrete in with the chunklets?
It's incredible. Amazing me.
You know, sometimes you got to take this down to a human level, and I just had this great thought. I sit here and I write this story about William, and my one thing in the back of my mind I think about, and that's President Bush likes to talk about how he's the president of the people and the president of NASCAR. He likes to sit and have a beer with everybody. He can talk to anybody. Well, I'm going to say right now, Mr. President, why don't you sit and have a beer with Mr. Rodriguez and answer some of his questions?
That is true. That is true. And actually, I'm glad that you mentioned Phil Berg, because actually I am the plaintiff of the lawsuit against the president. It's a RICO lawsuit, and people can actually go to the website and petition, sign the petition for this to go actually to the federal court. We already went to the first level.
What website is that?
It's www.911forthetruth.com.
911forthetruth.com. Again, Mr. Rodriguez is on an internet phone. That's why you hear that cutting out. We'll give that out again before.
Yeah, 911forthetruth.com. But if anybody wants to contact me after the show, they can do it through you, through your show. And I'd be available for any kind of questions or any kind of requests as long as...
Well, we're going to be having you back on, and I want you to send me the substantive video, and I'll get it out and put it on the web, and millions will see it. Because this needs to be seen. I need to do a little mini video report that maybe Greg can write about it. Let's go to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, go ahead. You're on the air with Mr. Rodriguez. Go ahead.
Before I called you, I saw Psalm 74. Have respect under the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. And something that I heard this morning on GCN is so disturbing and ominous that I went to prayer who to reach, you or Dr. Stan or who, and I felt the Lord told me, you are the only one who will bring this out. In hearing this good program again, this vital program with Greg and with Mr. Rodriguez, I congratulate them. And very quickly, not to waste your time, what I did hear was Janet C. Phelan, who was a reporter at the St. Monica Daily Press, and she was looking into something very ominous and strange going on with the waterworks that's coming in St. Louis, she said, Vermont, and Houston. And actually a title of her thing is Public Extermination Project. And she can get no answers, and just like Greg, she can't get the press. She resigned after she saw their attitude. There's something.
Now, who is she?
All right, she's Janet C. Phelan, P-H-E-L-A-N, and her email address is J-C.
Janet, hold on, let's go slower here.
Yes,
because your phone's cutting out.
Okay.
Janet what?
Janet C. Phelan, P-H-E-L-A-N.
Oh, I got that, Janet C. Phelan.
Right, and here's her email.
But, I mean, who is she? Who does she work for?
She worked for the St. Monica in California, Daily Press.
Santa Monica.
Yes, okay. I'm a little nervous. I waited a long time. A lot was going on.
And
here,
she found out about something called a public extermination?
She found out about T-valves being used, and this was happening in the Palisades Park area, and she just now has an article sitting on Henry Waxman's desk requesting that he honor her request to address
Congress. I mean, be specific.
Congress.
I mean, just in a nutshell, what is she saying they're doing?
All right, there's something going on where they can close off this stuff, these T-valves. See, I didn't hear everything.
Okay, how does that kill us?
They can do something with the water. And there was more to it, so I really suggest you check with her, J.C. Phelan at 10 at yahoo.com, J.C. Phelan 10 at yahoo.com. And, you know, I think this is something that it could be disinformation, but I trust you. You don't have a lot of the New Age stuff on your program. I believe that you and Dr. Stan are true blue. And what alarmed me was, I was just reading in Bob Rozio's book about how at the end of World War II, they found there was enough Zyklon B gas left to kill millions more.
Yeah, I'll try to track this down and get it exactly what you're talking about. Thank you so much. We'll let our guests comment on that. If our government will do all this, what else might they do? I think that's kind of the comment.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Jack Blood called in. We're honored to have him. Talk show host that comes on right after this broadcast every day at 2 o'clock. Jack had a question for Greg Zeminski and for William Rodriguez, one of the heroes of 9/11, blowing the whistle about bombs in the buildings. Jack, who would you like to address first?
Well, thanks again for putting me on, and I don't want to take up too much time away from the other listeners. I congratulate you and all your guests today for just doing a fantastic job. First, William Rodriguez, who was on my program 4 or 5 months ago. I don't know if I missed it, but he was talking on my program about meeting Muhammad Atta at the World Trade Center and how the 9/11 Commission covered that up. And then I'm just going to drop a quick question for Greg Siminski, and I'll get my answers off the air. Greg has written a new article on the 2004 vote fraud with some new developments, and I'd hope that he would maybe share a little bit of that with the listeners. So, Alex, I'll let you go, and I'll listen off there. Keep up the good work.
Take care, Jack. Yes, Mr. Rodriguez, you say that you might have seen some of the hijackers before 9/11?
Commission behind closed doors that I saw, it wasn't Mohammed Atta, it was Mohammed Al-Shahiri.
I'll tell you what, start over because we didn't have you faded up right at the first. Start over. Go ahead.
Okay. I did testify for the 9/11 Commission behind closed doors, and I told them that I saw one of the hijackers, Mohammed Al-Shahiri, no Mohammed Atta, Mohammed Al-Shahiri, and that actually he was taking the building because actually at that day, on that day, I was cleaning the bathrooms on the middle of the complex, and he was asking how many public bathrooms were available. The commission investigator were very angry because I told this to the FBI, and I kept quiet for several years thinking that there was an official investigation, and then I realized that they didn't do anything about the information that I gave them. And they were very angry, the investigators, because they said here is not only an eyewitness account that one of the hijackers was inside the building, and number two, that they have a second alternate plan, which was to actually place bombs in the public bathrooms to actually accelerate the fall of the building. Now, this is not me saying this. This is the actual investigators are speculating. Now, the investigators work for the commission. And the commission never put that statement on the final report. My statement, I don't know how they found the media found out. The Daily News contacted me that they knew I testified about seeing one of the hijackers. They put it on the newspaper as an exclusive, and I got only two calls from the national media to talk about it, and then it never went on the air. And again, this is the incredible thing that on the Latino community, I mean, I'm from Puerto Rico, but I have created the first family group, which is the Hispanic Victims Group. I went national and then international all over Latin America with all these statements. I mean, I've been the subject of over 17 different television specials, but all in Spanish. Nothing in English. It's like the story has been totally ignored in English.
Total media control. Greg Siminski?
Well, you know, to Jack, I think it was Jack, wasn't it, that asked that question about the
election? Yeah, Jack Blood, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that basically is a story about a story, and it's very interesting. Bob Kohler, who's a well-respected, he works for Tribune Media Services. He's an editor for the subsidiary of the Chicago Tribune, and what he does is he edits national columns that go all over the country, but he's also created his own column over the years, and basically did a story which said the election was stolen, and he sent it out to the papers, one being the Tribune, one of his customers, and they didn't run it. But they chose to run a rebuttal calling him a conspiracy nut. Well, this upset Bob, and I talked to Bob at length on this story and ran a story about him because I thought it was quite interesting and explained the media hush and cover-up. Well, basically, Bob was going to write a rebuttal to the rebuttal, but decided against it because he didn't want it to seem like just an in-house squabble. But basically, finally got a letter to the editor printed in the Tribune. Well, the story never appeared, and he said very few people print anything. He only has 12 clients across the country, but when he runs stories like that, people don't run them. So it shows you basically the Tribune hushes up their own people. And he basically, I said, Bob, is your job in jeopardy? He said, no, but it was a definite body blow. And it definitely shows you what's going on in the newsroom
today. Knocked him down
today.
The sweetheart rung and got dropped off some columns.
What's that?
Knocked him down a rung.
Oh, of course. And Bob, you'd love to have him on. It'll tell you what the mainstream, he's one of the few renegades in the mainstream
well,
media.
Well, totally clearly. I mean, the Democratic Party is totally corrupt, totally evil, just like the Republicans. But they can't just steal an election. They've then got to have Kerry take a dive, which he did do. But clearly Al Gore won in 2000. Clearly in November of 2004, John Forbes Kerry won.
Exactly.
I mean, look at these approval ratings now. But again, it doesn't mean I'm for Kerry or Al Gore. It just shows that even when they give us two false choices, they then pick which of the choices we get, even when we pick the other one.
Yes, Banana Republic.
It's very nice. Gentlemen, you want to keep riding shotgun with us?
Sure.
How about you, Mr. Rodriguez?
Sure.
Al, we're really honored to have you, sir. We'll get that website out again. We'll come back and talk to Mike and Victor and Mark, and many others. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central, we're here live, folks. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And you can go over to TheArcticBeacon.com and read Greg Zeminski's great articles, also American Free Press and InfoWars.com itself. We post a lot of those. Well, frankly, all of them. They're all excellent. And we're going to go to your calls, and then I'm going to give Greg and William a chance to just talk about anything they think is important to reiterate or anything we haven't covered. But let's get a lot of these callers out of the way. Callers, I'm going to go to you quickly so you have your question or comment ready. Mark in Texas, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Mark.
Oh,
yes, welcome.
Welcome, thank you. I'm trying to get the exact chronology straight here with Mr. Rodriguez. He was in the basement at 8:45 in the morning when the first explosion that he felt occurred, and then how many seconds after that, what did the plane
just,
hit?
Probably 2 or 3 seconds after that.
2 or 3 seconds after?
He gave me the time to think, wow, this is an explosion from one of the electrical generators on the basement.
Okay.
That's exactly the time that it took for then the second explosion
so
that came
boom,
from the top.
So, boom, shake, oh, I bet that's the generators, I bet that's what happened, boom.
Correct.
And the second boom was above you, and that was
above,
the plane.
Way above, and you could hear it that it was from pretty far away.
All right. Then there was yet another explosion beneath you.
Another explosion. What I was explained was that actually once the plane hit, the wings blew up because it has all the gasoline on the wings. So that was several explosions that you heard. But then the funny thing is that as I testified, and is that I went, one fact that I haven't talked about is that I have the only master key that was used on the North Tower. There were five master keys in the building, and I have one of them. And I was followed by the fire department as I went up the stairwells, opening the doors so people could get out from the offices. And as I went up, I heard explosion on the lower floors. I'm talking about in between the 20th and the 30th floor. And once I got to the 33rd floor, on the 33rd floor, I was by myself because the whole fire unit collapsed on the 27th floor. And I continued by myself. And then I found a lady on the floor, on the 33rd floor, trembling. I stood her up, put her on the stairwell. And then I heard something very strange. On the 34th floor, I heard strange movements. Now, when I say strange movements, it's like heavy equipment, like dumpsters with those metal wheels being moved around the floor. Now, the strange thing is that that floor is an empty, hollowed-out construction floor. There was nobody there. There was no equipment supposedly on that floor. So I got scared because I was by myself. So I bypassed that floor with the master key and continued to the other upper floors. So I did explain that, and I never got an answer about that.
And what were the? Did you hear explosions just before the building collapsed around you at the end, or how did that play out?
Yes, well, actually, as I went up the stairwells, I heard a lot of mini explosion, and then on the 39th floor, I got up to the 39th floor. On the 39th floor, the police officer that was with me on the lower levels actually met me from the opposite stairwell. There was three stairwells, A, B, and C. I was on the B, and he came from the A staircase, and we met practically in front of the door frame. He was with two firemen, and at that moment we were talking about what was going to be the next course of action when, boom, we hear the impact on the other building. Now, we don't know that it's another plane because we're inside the stairwells. So we have no idea what's going on. And as we hear the boom on the other building, all of a sudden we hear pa 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 on our building. And on the radio we hear, we lost 65, we lost 65, meaning that the 65th floor collapsed one floor on top of the other inside the building up to the sky lobby, which was the 44th floor.
And that came right after the boom, boom, boom?
Correct.
Because we have firefighters saying it was as if they had detonators. Boom, 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 boom. And we have those
It sounded just exactly like that. And what they explained to me was that the building was collapsing inside before actually collapsed outside, which it didn't make sense
well,
to
me. Well, that's what it showed, little explosions going down the side. Then it collapsed. That's how a controlled demolition happens. Thank you for the call, Mark. Really good questions. I want to get to everybody real fast. Greg Zeminski, comments?
No, go ahead, Alec. Get your callers.
All right, let's go to Mike in New York. Mike, thanks for holding. Welcome. Mike's been holding for eons and must have decided not to hold any longer. Victor in Missouri. Victor, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
All this Waco, Ruby Ridge, the Murrah Building, all these are symptoms of the real problem, and which is the monster in Washington. And it feeds on misplaced respect and honor, and Federal Reserve notes. And you know how to kill a monster? You stop feeding the damn thing and calling it government.
Well, it is an organized crime syndicate masquerading as government.
That's right. And as long as we even call it or refer to it.
Well, it's just like the mafia, too. It gives us loans. It gives us money. It gets us dependent on it, but only for control.
I really don't think the mafia is as bad as that thing in Washington.
Well, it is the mafia.
Anyway,
it's
if you stop feeding it, it'll die or go away.
Any comments or questions for our guest?
That was it.
Victor, thank you. Comments?
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Mr. Rodriguez or Mr. Zeminski, any comments on what he just said?
Yeah, all I wanted to say was that for gentlemen like this, that we have to take this on a daily basis and continue to have our stories told and to continue on a daily
exactly.
basis.
Exactly. People think it's this instant gratification society of wanting the hamburger in 60 seconds or we get angry. Folks, it's going to take time. I love that movie, The Guns of Navarone, and then the part two of it, Force 10 from Navarone. You ever seen Force 10 from Navarone?
I haven't, no.
I saw the first one.
Okay, well, Force 10 from Navarone has got a Mr. Harrison Ford in it. And the analogy is they bomb the Nazi dam to destroy the army below it. This is an analogy of an info war. And when they bomb the dam, they expect it to fall right away, but the demolition guy goes, no, it'll take some time. You know, this thing, this New World Order won't be blown up instantly. It's all of us in the info war firing and firing and firing and firing the truth at them day after day relentlessly. That is what will bring them down. And we're having victories, gentlemen.
Yeah, you know,
I believe that.
We're all in this story together, and we all have parts to play. And the most important parts are Mr. Rodriguez continuing to talk and for people continuing to listen, because if they listen to him, then all the other parts of the story will not be quite as confusing. And that's what the government hopes to happen.
Yeah, Mr. Rodriguez?
Let me add to that, and this is for the radio audience out there. I have nothing whatsoever to gain with this. It's not even fame, because I already was on practically all over the world with this news. And the funny thing is that people don't understand that the reason we're doing this, especially me, is a mission. I lost 200 friends that work at the building, and they have enough voice whatsoever to speak for them. So it's my responsibility as a survivor and as a leader now to make those questions available to everybody, not only to those commissions, but to everybody, so they could actually excoriate it and look into themselves and say, is this true? Is this what happened? Because going back to what you said before with a gentleman from the former administration of Reagan, what we need to have to actually investigate is an international commission of victims of terrorism that will be totally autonomous of any governmental influence, to actually hire our own experts and to see our own evidence and come to our own conclusions, and then let the government answer to the conclusions. That's the way to do it. And I tell you something, we cannot have that commission established in the United States.
That won't be the end-all be-all either. It's all part of a process, and we should look
right
at who stands to gain from terrorism. And I'll say this, and I want both of you to comment on it briefly, then we're going to go back to calls. They're not going to stop. The globalists are going to carry out more terror attacks. They've said it's going to happen. They stand to gain from it. And so we're trying to save more lives by exposing who's behind this and bringing the real perpetrators to justice, Greg.
Well, yeah, you know, the question always, the people that I talk to a lot, is when's the next shoe going to fall? And the next question becomes where, when, and why, and we know it's coming. And basically, I think it's time that to at least to let them know that the charade's up, and we know what's going to happen. The question is, they stay one step ahead of us, and they have the resources, the power, the control.
But if we discredit them and show people who has the motive, then they may not be able to carry out the attack, because they'll test the waters and know that we're not going to buy it.
Exactly, and that's why it's important that the critical mass is reached. Because once the critical mass is reached...
I think we're reaching that critical mass.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And as this lady who's putting on this play in Hollywood says, it's the second wave now, and she wants to be part of this second wave of people to listen now to the 9/11 story that a lot of us have been talking about for years.
Well, it's hundreds of waves. I mean, I look at it as a giant juggernaut, a tank coming towards us, and we're all just firing at it with a concerted effort, and it's blaring on its loudspeaker, you can't stop me, I'm invincible. But the thing is smoking. You know, there's fire coming out from underneath it. It's slowing down. Let's go to Don in Michigan, then we'll go to Annette and Michael and others. Don in Michigan, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hey, I received notice a few days ago that up here in Jackson, Michigan, on the south side of town, there's a park called Sparks Foundation County Park. And inside that county park, inside of a glass cage, is a section of an outer beam from the World Trade Center. So I went up to take some pictures over the weekend, and what I found on this beam, like I say, it's inside of a glass cage, I did a search on this also, and I found no other beams on display except for one that's at the George Bush Museum. And I took some pictures of this, and I'm going to send them out to you, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this. It appears as if the edges, the ends of this beam were sheared off. There's no signs of heat. There's no signs of fire. There's still red paint on the beam, and it's identified as there's a big old number 79 that they spray painted on the side of it. And I guess my question for
you... Well, I would think if they're going to release a beam, they'd sanitize it and make sure it didn't have anything incriminating, but they do make mistakes. Most of it, all of it that I knew of was hauled off.
Right,
I know
right.
about the beam up at College Station.
Okay, I understand that.
Can you go to prisonplanet.com? It says contact webmaster, email
okay.
that to Paul, and write us a brief description. We'll post it.
Okay, and I will also send you some pictures. You would have had them by now, but I wanted to get a close-up of the...
Well, why don't you, sir, do you know how to... is it a digital camera or
no,
film?
No, it's not. It's 35 millimeter.
Do you know how to scan those?
I don't have a scanner. I probably could.
I bet your neighbor does. I bet you can scan them.
I will try to do that.
Well, if not, just mail them and make sure it's got a note with it.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Okay, well, let me get a copy.
Will scan it for...
I'm sorry, what did you say, Mr. Rodriguez?
Any Kinkos will scan it for him.
Okay, okay. Have you heard of any other beams on display?
Sure.
I haven't, no.
There's beams all over the nation. They send beams. We have in New Jersey. We have in Pennsylvania. We have in California.
And these are little propaganda.
Everywhere.
Yes, exactly. And they say that it was, they believe it was from tower number 2 and it was found over a block away, 40 feet underground.
I will tell you, don't even believe that.
Hold on, one at a time.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry, don't even believe that, because once the building collapsed, the beams doesn't have a number, like this belong to building number 1, building number 2. They're just, you know, giving information that is incorrect.
Correct.
And, go ahead.
Greg, comments?
Not specifically on the beams, no.
There's still concrete in the beam, and like I say, the red paint is still there with a few scratches on it, and that's it. It does refer to an explosion on the small temporary plaque that's inside the display. It explains the explosion of 911. It's not the collapse, it's the explosion. And I tried to take a close-up picture of the plaque, and it turned out fuzzy, so I'm going to try to go back up and write it myself or try to get a better picture.
All
but
right,
I will
Don,
get that to you,
Don,
Alex.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Well, very nice of you. Let's go ahead now and talk to Annette. Annette, where are you calling us from today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have some additional information.
Annette, where are you calling us from?
Oh, West Virginia.
Welcome. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
You're welcome. I have some additional information with reference to the Janet C. Whalen interview by the Power Hour this morning. She brought out that while they have been putting T-valves in the water system to monitor individual buildings, now they have new ones, which they're replacing the old ones with computerized T-valves, so that you can add individually to each building whatever you want to besides water.
So bringing total control in where they can, and we have official government plans that have been declassified of springs, cities with knockout gas, the government putting stuff in the water supply. So I guess that's what the caller was mentioning?
Yes, and she gave her email as Janet C. Phalen, P-H-A-L-E-N, the number 10, at yahoo.com.
Yeah, we got that part.
Oh, I see.
And so what can we, what was the specifics of this story?
Well, that was the specifics that she was she resigned because they made it very clear they didn't want her around in the public, the water department on the West Coast. I'm not sure of the particular area.
Okay, so a water, I've just got to find out about this specifically instead of the, it's kind of, it'll turn into rumors and then, you know, I'll just have to call David Joyce myself and ask him, okay?
Yeah, surely.
Thank you for the call. Who's up next here? Mike in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, deductive reasoning tells you they blew these buildings up. Here's a question for Mr. Rodriguez. We're told that the security firm in charge of the World Trade Center complex up and through September 10th was headed up by Marvin Bush, President Bush's brother.
His mother admits that. It's been in major newspapers. The story first surfaced when Mommy Bush, in her book Reflections, in her autobiography, bragged about it, how brave he was. Comments, gentlemen, both of you.
Go ahead, William. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I heard so many stories about it, and again, you know, we could not continue checking every single angle because there's so many angles that we have here in New York.
Well, several major newspapers didn't report it's true.
Yeah, no, it's true. No, that's what we heard. But again, we have been bombarded, and now, just to remind the people, in New York, we're on the news practically almost every day or twice a week. Minimum, because everything is 9/11 here, and we are flooded with so much information.
Well, sir, when you're on the street talking to people, I mean, do most New Yorkers reflect the Zogby poll, believing there's government involvement?
Oh yes. And the Zogby poll was actually commissioned by Jimmy Walter, and people.
But I mean, when you're talking to New Yorkers on the street, what do they say?
They don't believe the official story. This is incredible that the majority of the people like. Common sense, they said common sense is that, number one, the biggest nation in the world in terms of security, every single agency failed continuously.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. We got a break.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This broadcast will retransmit tonight, 9 to midnight. midnight Central Standard Time on your local AM and FM dial. Global shortwave at 3210 at night during the day at 9.985. Third hour, 9.975, I believe. And on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Before we go back to our guests, take a few final calls for Greg Zeminski and, of course, one of the heroes of 9/11, William Rodriguez. I believe it's already sold out, the showing tonight for Martial Law in South Lamar. And I did just get word, because I'd asked for that earlier. Thank you. I forgot to ask about it. Yes, it sold out. Did they say when it sold out? Probably sold out yesterday. I knew it was close to selling out yesterday. But usually 5-10 people don't show up who buy tickets online, and you can usually get in. You show up right when it's starting, and they tend to, it's really a bigger, it's like a 230 theater, but they only sell like 215. They usually hold back a few. So if you live in the area, I don't want you to waste your time if you don't live in the area. You probably drive and maybe still get in. I hate to have you stand in line. But 8 o'clock tonight, last showing, at least for a while, of Martial Law. I want to thank all the folks that are coming. If you want a hard copy of Martial Law to find out what really happened on 9/11, go to Infowars.com to order a hard copy. This is the bombshell film. This is the documentary. I mean, you know, it's not hype, folks. You've heard the reviews by others. I mean, it is powerful. Toll-free number to get it, 1-888-253-3139. Call, order it, start making copies, start exposing the globalists that carried out 9/11, 1-888-253-3139, or order a hard copy via Infowars.com, or get a 15-cent a day monthly or yearly subscription at PrisonPlanet.tv. And watch them all online. All my films, books, a bunch of other films, my weekly TV show, PrisonPlanet.tv. Because we're going to run out of time, but first I want to thank William Rodriguez, survivor of 9/11, hero of 9/11, who heard the bombs going off. I want to thank Greg Zeminski for his tireless efforts to expose this. But let's take a few final calls. Mike in New York, you got 30 seconds, finish up, then I'm going to Brian.
Yep, the reason why I asked is because I'm wondering if Mr. Rodriguez has any information, or if he knows if anybody has information about an increased activity by that security firm or even private contractors coming in to do wiring.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, the question is, we heard reports of different floors being shut down for construction and maintenance and drills evacuating the building three times in the month before 9/11. Mr. Rodriguez.
True.
You said true. Give us details, please.
Well, actually, the building only have drills twice a year, which is stupid. A building that high should have been having drills maybe once a month. There was an increase of security and then a decrease of security. They were having shutdown, electrical shutdown in the building prior to 9/11, supposedly to test the machinery on the basement. Now we're talking again about the generators. So I got it from the actual mechanical people. So, you know, it is true.
And they did shut down some of the floors, too?
Yes. Well, actually, the whole complex was shut down several days before.
Ah, very convenient. Let's go ahead and make a final call. Brian, Indiana, quickly. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I know, Alex, before you talked about that firefighters were told not to talk in fear of their families and stuff like that. I wonder if Mr. Rodriguez had to contact any of these people post 9/11.
Have you been told by folks that were told to, well, he did say they were told to shut up, but was anybody threatened?
Well, it's not threatened directly. They do it in a subtle way, and it's basically that they tell you not to get into those issues because you're going to get problems with the CIA, the FBI, or everybody involved.
Well, that is a threat.
For you to keep quiet.
All right. Mr. Robert, go ahead.
Right. I want to say thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for Greg to invite me to actually meet you, and you can count on me on any event.
Well, God bless you. Listen,
I will be available.
Listen, Greg, thanks for coming on, too.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I really enjoy it.
Take care, my friend. God bless.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. The